There it goes.
Hello, welcome to Denim and Pearls.
welcome.
My name is Michelle Moraz.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual with
Pearls of Wisdom
from the porch.
I was running Picture Perfect through my head because that's what we're talking about today is Picture Perfect. So
Picture Perfect. Why Picture Perfect?
I don't know. You want me to talk about websites.
Well, and I wanted the words Picture Perfect is because you always say don't judge a book by its cover.
Well, yes, we do.
People do it, yes. And in our world of small business owners, entrepreneurs, people are judging you by your website.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Man over here has just been working on my website. He's been rebuilding it. And
it's not even done yet.
My old site was beautiful. And he just improved it because now I'm shifting in my business. And what I realized was I'm one of, how do I say it? I would say the worst people, but not the worst person.
I thought you were going to say you have 1,000 speakers just like everybody else.
No, my thing is I'm very easily distracted. So if I go to a website and it's too busy, I don't even look at it. I open it, I see it, and I go off. And so one of my biggest pet peeves on websites is I like it clean and simple. Why? Not for everybody else. Really, it's for me. I don't have the attention span to dig for anything. And so if I have to do a drop down to find a book, to find something else, I won't do it. It's either got to be there and say, these are videos. If you want more, then click or whatever.
I hate to tell you this, but you're the typical user.
I am?
Yes.
Well, then good.
So the typical user wants to find stuff like now. Today, they're not out there to do anything else. If they want to do something else or they want to know more, they will scroll through, they will find out, but they have to be interested in the first place. So I call it, and so I think there's other people who do. I mean, I'm not a digital professor or anything like that or major professional, but I call it above the fold. In other words, in the old days, the newspaper, when you opened up the newspaper and it was folded, whatever's on top is the important stuff of the day. It's the what's going on in this world or this war or whatever, or the local neighborhood, most important thing. So everything above the fold. So in other words, nowadays, when you open up your website or a website on your phone, the first thing that shows should be that first thing that captures you.
The thing you want to
capture. Right. It should be something that has a follow through, something that people are going to click on, something that you're selling that's important, whether it's going to a conference or your conference in your case, whether it's going to a conference or whether it's just read my book or book me for the next, for your show, whatever.
In other words, you have to dummy proof it for most of us.
Right.
Because we don't want to dig. And I know it's my biggest turnoff. And if I go to a website and there's nothing but text, I won't even look at it.
Well, the ones that I don't like is the ones that they have a, what's called a landing page. In other words, there's one page and one email and says, contact us. There are sites out there that that's all it says. It says their name might have their logo. And it says, thanks for stopping by, but for more information, contact me at.
A lot of authors have those kind of pages.
Right. And it's simple. And you can do that. In fact, a lot of the authors probably should have at least a landing page that
says, this is me and this is why I wrote the book.
Right. And this is my book. And click here to buy the book. In other words, your sale right up front.
So Picture Perfect, really, a picture says 1,000 words. So choose wisely what you want on your that first above the fold. And so as business owners, I would, in your case, look at your website through someone else's cell phone.
Right. Well, the other thing, there's another part of that too, because we deal, since, you know, a lot of our fan base here that follow us are MLMs or direct sales. They have the perfect sites for you. They set them up. When they say, do you want your own website? Yes. It has your name on it. But those sites are set up perfectly because they've paid millions of dollars in the background in order for it to be made properly, or to make sure that you're the one who has the right page, all that stuff that goes along with it.
But if you don't have an MLM, or if you don't have one,
right,
if you're making that are pre-made for you, you've got to make sure that site is actually representing you to the point that someone's going to go below the fold.
Yes. Somebody's going to scroll, in other words. And even then, when they scroll, you don't want nothing but text. I mean, just look at, you know, our wonderful social medias, all of them. I don't care which one you choose. They all have pictures. They all have videos. Videos sell the most things in most cases. That's what TikTok is nothing but short videos selling crap, because, you know, it's engaging.
So would you suggest someone on their website to have just a captivating picture of them doing whatever, or their product, or would you say a video on that top? Can you even do a video on the top bar?
Oh yeah, you can do a video on the top bar. We could have done a video on yours. However, because right now we're doing, you know,
your album,
there's no video for it unless we were to put a video of you singing. I mean, it has to be, the context has to be there.
Speaking of album, shameless plug, it is now officially out.
Yes.
We are back from Dubai and that album is out. So you, if you want it, if you want to hear me singing, go to michellemoras.com and it should be the very first thing above the fold.
Yep. At least for now.
Yes.
Yes, for now. So, and websites can always be evolving because it's always different. So whether you're a speaker or you're an author, it doesn't matter what it is. I don't care if you're selling a widget. I mean, every website has to be designed for you and your product, you and your company. In other words,
or something as simple as mine. I'm a very bright, happy person, and my page had a lot of black on it.
Right.
And a branding expert looked at it and wrote me, and he said, "You need to get the black off your page. There's nothing dark about you. Make the colors brighter."
Right. Well, there's that. I mean, it's all what's in your brand.
Your
brand is not dark. Your brand.
My books are dark.
Right.
But they have bright pictures.
Right. But it all depends on who it is. I mean, if you're somebody here in the local area that is trying to author your book, your site's got to be different than somebody who's trying to sell, let's say, put a restaurant together advertise their restaurant, or their sewing business or whatever.
And you can actually Google websites for a restaurant, websites for books,
right.
Website, and you'll see the trend basically of what they kind of look like, because right. An author page is not going to look like a restaurant page. A restaurant page is not going to look like a speaker page.
Right.
A speaker page is not going to look like an insurance page.
A product sales page. Yeah.
So widget sales. So Google and find those kind of things out.
Widget's a strange word to use, because that's a website term.
Oh, well, widgets in engineering means a thing that we are going to design.
When on websites, it's basically another little program or a side program that accepts something.
So basically what he just said to me in Peanuts terms is blah, 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 blah.
Something for you to click on.
Something you can click on, blah, 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 blah.
Something for you to click on. Well, widgets have a whole, I mean, there's so many different
things. Don't go into widgets.
I'm not going to go into widgets, but there's so many, but they're also very acceptable and very highly useful for websites.
Or as he says, plugins. You and your plugin.
Well, plugins a different thing, but it's besides.
Please notice my eyes are rolling.
It's not a matter of knowing the terminology or understanding the terminology. That's what somebody like me is for. So somebody like you.
I just want it to be pretty and easy to find.
Exactly. You know, you don't choose a football team because of the stats. You choose a football team because of the colors, right?
And because the quarterback's cute.
Yeah, and looks good in tights. Yeah. I mean, it's not your.
That's why Avengers is so popular, because all of them are so dang pretty to look at. It could have been the worst movie ever, but they're all pretty.
That's the DC universe.
That's the picture perfect.
So everything has to say you. It has to say your brand. It has to.
So what is your brand? And so that's the biggest question is, why do you do what you do? Who are you trying to affect, or how do you want to affect someone? What is the end goal of whatever you want your site to do? Once you figure out all those kind of questions, you figure out what your brand is. And then you say, what is my brand? What's the energy of my brand? Is it happy? Is it sad? Is it whatever? You can Google colors. What are happy colors? What are sad colors? What are introspective colors? And make sure that you're not saying, I'm going to do extreme. I'm a funeral parlor and I'm going to put pink and orange, and you can't because it's opposite of what that branding would be. You don't want it all black and scary either. You want it to
say you can, but some of those colors are not readable. Some of those, so you have to make considerations for many other things besides just your brand colors.
Well, I'm saying the colors because colors emute, they cause emotional responses. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, should you put a green button if you want to buy something? Should you put a red button if you want to buy something? It all depends. Excuse me. It all depends on your brand. It depends on what's going on. And then, of course, it also depends on, like you said, the human interaction. Somebody's going to click on a green button before they click on a red button, because a red button typically means stop.
Keep that in mind.
So that doesn't mean make all of your buttons green. But there's also, you got to remember, we have how many millions of colors out there. It may not be red.
It might be blue red.
It could be, it could be a blue red. It could be a mix of anything. A purple red. So it all depends on a lot of different things. I think the most important thing about having a website is the fact that it does show who you are and explains to people more in depth of what you are.
And if you're a wordy person, narrow down those words. Less is more. You don't want to have five paragraphs to explain who you are. Or in, let's say my case, I'm a speaker, I'm an author, right? And now I'm a singer. I wouldn't go on my website and the first thing above the fold is, I was born in this place. And as a child, I liked lollipops and drove. Yeah, you cannot do that much detail. Well, it's part of me. I want them to know.
That's what the About Me page is for.
And it's not applicable to why they're on your page now.
Right.
So keep that in mind.
That's where you can take it to another level. Some of it has to come. Some of it actually comes down to cost. What does it cost to put this stuff together? Because it can be extremely expensive, depending on how in depth your site wants to go and what you want it to do. Because if you want it to sell tickets to your next concert or whatever, there's a lot more involvement in that. There's a lot more detail that's involved in order to not just click here and it works miraculously, you know, because a button is empty. There's nothing behind it unless you put something there. And when you put something there, you want to make sure that it's good for your customer. It's good for all of that kind of stuff. And they will actually buy, because there's many times, and we've actually seen it on your page a couple of times with your album, where people go in and they get to that very last step and then they stop. Well, everything else has already been recorded, you know, and what I mean by recorded, the name has been put in, all that other kind of stuff. I've got your email address. There's all that data collection that goes on. And a lot of people will get all the way to that thing and then they go, okay, not going to click on that because whatever reason, in my bank account's low this month, or wait a minute, did I have any money in my account? Let me double check.
Well, actually, the person I knew, they didn't click because our internet was bad and it was stuck. And so she just hit cancel so she could do it later.
Exactly.
So you never know. And
I mean, the information is there. It's put on pause and we can always, you know, anybody can always be contacted after that because it's been collected. But that sale may not go through just because of simple things.
The power of clicking. The more clicks someone has to do, a potential client has to do, the more clicks, the less likely they will buy. So you have to make it as simple as possible. So you don't want to say, oh, in order to buy my album, go to the drop down on the top right, scroll down five little buttons, then click that one, then go to, once they've clicked that second button, it's never happening. It's not going to happen. So whatever you've got, whatever you're doing, whatever you have on your website, check it out. See, my biggest thing was, I told you I don't like busy websites. I didn't look at my own website.
I did.
I should have known something was up because I didn't like looking at my own website. And it was a subconscious thing. I thought it was, I just don't want to see what about me. I live with me every day. I don't need to see more about me. I never realized that I didn't go to the site because in order to get to what I wanted to get to, I had to click more than one button. And then when Brian looked at it, he fixed it so that I would actually click on my own website.
It's pretty now.
It was pretty then.
But it's real pretty now. It's really because I did it. It's real pretty.
Oh, he likes it because it's really pretty.
Well, we're going to talk about one. We'll brag about myself. I thought I did a darn good job on this one.
He did a great job. But it was just really weird because I'm like, oh, I love my site. And then he started fixing it for the album launch, because going overseas, we want everything to be so easy for people to get to, just in case the internet's bad or whatever. We want them to buy and want them to sponsor me and things of that nature. And he started looking at it just to optimize that one section and give a mouse a cookie. And he ended up rebuilding the whole site backwards because there were buttons that didn't work or links to books that I no longer sell, you know, things of that
nature. Reverse engineering it.
Yeah, reverse engineered my entire site. And then
that's typically what happens. And I've done it to my own sites, believe it or not. Good. I've created, because I've had them for Galaxy Fest. I've had them for the comic book store. I've had numerous different sites that I've built. That's why I know what I know. But I have gone through them, and like Galaxy Fest, every year we did Galaxy Fest, that site was rebuilt. And when you go through it and you build something, and all of us are the same way, I think, for anything, whether it's a website or whatever.
Growth.
Well, no, it is, but it's also called the fact that I don't remember what the hell I did the first time.
Oh.
So I have to go back and re-engineer it or rethink it through and go, ah, that's why I did that, and that's how I did it. Because it's just like, I mean, if even if you use Word, any kind of a Microsoft product, you may create this, or PowerPoint, you might create this great, wonderful presentation, and oh, it makes a great animation and it looks really cool, and my presentation blew the investors away. But then you go back to rebuild it and you go, wait a minute, where did I do that animation at? You have to remember and put everything back together again. So you literally have to go back and especially if it's been like a year, you got to go back and re-engineer it just so that you can do what you learned the first time.
Oh, and here's something else that we learned.
I hope that makes sense.
No,
yeah, it does make sense.
It does make sense. But
I don't care whether it does or not.
Selling anything on your website, you want to make sure that you gather the contact information of whomever goes to your website. Don't just rely on allowing, let's say, one of those over services like PayPal or Stripe or Venmo to be the one that they click, go directly to the other site. And then that's where they collect all the data. It needs to come off of your site. So you own the data, not the other outside.
Right.
Money.
Well, you always want to keep control of your own website because, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that they'll hire a web designer or a webmaster, whatever you want to call them. And they give everything, turn everything over to them. And they give them the passwords get set by the webmaster, the whole nine yards, which is great.
It's easy.
However, if they turn around and if they are the ones who actually register and are the owners of your website, or if they don't give you the passwords, there's something wrong with that because now they've taken your brand and made it theirs.
That happened to me a while ago.
Right. So you always want to make sure that you 100% trust the person that's going to do it. And then you have to think, too, if I don't work with this webmaster, say, in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, are they going to give me the password? Are they going to let me have access to the site? And if they don't, they might as well have just stolen your website. So it's all it comes down to.
You need to work with someone you trust.
You definitely got to work with someone that you trust. But you also have to remember, too, sometimes relationships change. So when those relationship changes, or when those relationships change, they still have to be trustworthy enough to let you have your own product.
Yeah. Several years ago, I had a company that took my website, had all the passwords, and I had no access to it. And so we had to rebuild my entire site.
Recreate the world,
yeah. Yeah, and that's what happened. We had to rebuild. So the site before you, that poor company, they rebuilt the whole site from scratch. They pulled as much as they could, but they were piecemealing what they could get because my entire website was hijacked.
Yeah. And it'll even happen. It's scary. We're only talking about the webmaster, whoever has all the passwords. However, you have to keep in mind too, that companies, if you get too big, will steal your website. Like the Chinese company or the top guy from Thailand.
Your sites.
That happened with my Facebook site. But it will also happen if they really want your website. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of individuals out there that have had it hijacked. You know, they'll get in, which is why you also have to have security.
Is that what SSL is? No, it's a certificate.
SSL is basically this security on your site saying that it is secure and that you're trustworthy. And that's what HTTPS is.
So it's not protecting us.
Right. It does protect you, but it doesn't protect you. It's not necessarily made for the guy that's trying to hack your site.
Okay.
SSL is more of a security thing, knowing
for the user.
For the user, yeah. Okay. So
that their information isn't but they're, taken.
Right. But you also have to have your website locked down so people can't get into the back end of it, stuff like that. And that's where...
That's why you hire somebody else to do it.
Yeah, and that's where the companies, like hosting companies like GoDaddy or LeapFrog or whatever's out there, there's tons of them. They also have their own securities too that you have to trust them. Normally you wouldn't put it on an individual server in their house.
So out of curiosity, for someone who hasn't built their site or has a basic site, how many pages does a normal business, small business need? I mean, just to work.
Just to optimize, have something there, I would say an average 3 or 4, just for minimal purposes.
Do they have to link it to their social media or anything? Is that wise or?
Always you can link it to your social media. That's the best way to go because a lot of times, somebody might not be able to find you because on social medias, you can have you at Michelle Maras. You can have Michelle Maras, but then somebody else might be a Michelle Maras.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially Facebook. Now, your names in the background where the at symbol is at, your handles, those have to be unique. But your thing that shows up, the name that shows up on the top of your social media site doesn't have to be unique because there's a lot of Bob Johnsons out there. Okay. But it's Bob Johnson. And then the handles are Bob Johnson 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever the handles have to be unique. Your websites have to be unique. Okay. So if you've got a whole bunch of Michelle Marasses on Facebook, you're going, which one do I choose? Well, wait a minute. Maybe she has a website. Some people think that way, like me. I think that way. What's the website look like? You go out to the website and you click on the website, and there's your social media link.
It's a good link. So
it's a good way to
keep that in mind to have your social media linked to your website.
Besides that, most of your websites are, in essence, stagnant. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they should be updated, but they're typically stagnant. It's not something that you share pictures of your road trip to Dubai, for instance.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay, that's what social media is for. So a lot of people want to know both sides. They want to know what the business looks like, and then they want to know what your social media looks like.
Then they can click on the social media button and go there.
And being the fact that we're talking about picture perfect, let's not forget that your brand should be the same all the way across your social medias and your website. So in other words, if your colors are black and red, well, your website should be in some form or shape or another, black and red. Your social media, Facebook or your Instagram's kind of hard to change colors on, but
your cover photos.
Right, your cover photos, all that stuff, your YouTube page.
Because mine is not right now. Mine has changed since you changed my website.
Actually, it isn't. It's kind of the same.
Oh, okay.
There's right now we're in baby steps right now because of the website was the first thing. Now it's a matter of going back off to all your other social medias and making things work. We just haven't had an opportunity to do that as of this.
Yeah, baby. Brian found a picture of me out there that I'm like, it's 8 years ago and it doesn't even look like me. And it's on like one of my major platforms.
Well, So you always have to keep up, and it's, and I agree, it for everybody out there, it, I agree, it's hard to keep the stuff up. So sometimes you can keep stuff to a minimum. So you have a website and a Facebook page. You don't worry about Instagram. You don't do any of this, but you also have to remember too, how much do you want to be seen?
Well, Facebook now has a thing that if you update Facebook, it'll link it to Instagram and instantly put it there.
Exactly. If you have a business site,
oh, is that
what a business page? If you don't have a business page, if you just have a personal page, I think, I don't remember, but I don't think you can actually connect into your Instagram.
It's only my business page that does it.
Yep.
So much to learn, so much to do. I can't even keep it in my head.
That's which is why you have people that do it for a living. I mean, my purpose with your website at this point is not to manage it for the next 5 years.
Yep.
My purpose with your website right now is get it to a place where you like it. It is manageable. It is making sense.
And it can handle that.
CD it's got stuff. The call to actions. It's got the CDs. It's got everything in play. Then we'll turn around and we'll find somebody that we know, like, and trust to manage it on a daily basis.
Okay.
But keep me access. Okay. That way they can work on the day-to-day kind of thing. But you and I, if we're out at an event or something, we can still manage something if we have to. I mean, because that's huge, having that opportunity to do it. Because if something changes in the, you know, during an event, you don't want to sit around and wait on it. You want to get it done now.
Can't work 30 days. Can't wait 30 days.
Yeah, because a lot of your webmasters and such, they will have wait periods. Give it to me today. It's going to take me 7 days or 14 days or whatever to get to it, because guess what? They have other clients too.
How dare they?
You're not their only client. You know, in our case, between you and me, if I'm running it, yeah, I'm your only person to do it. And you're my only client, if you want to put it that way. So everything's manageable within a reasonable amount of time.
So keep that in mind. When you have active pages where you're doing things, but you need it updated, find someone who can update to the level that you need it updated for.
And I was just talking the other day, I mean, landing pages, like I said, you asked about how many pages. You can have simply one page, but you've got to have it so that it's functional for what you want it to do.
Because I started with one page. That's why I asked.
Oh, yeah.
We had one page, and then it had a link to like YouTube, because I used to be active on YouTube. And then it went away because I stopped posting things on YouTube, and then it was still there. But I never asked for it to be taken off because I forgot about it.
Right. And there was a couple other things on there too. You had a which they are still on the page, but I updated their link for the donations for the kids books. They changed
Imagination video books.
Yeah, Imagination. They changed their stuff. So I went in and I found it and changed it to the current, because that's something I didn't feel that was something that you would want deleted.
No.
You know, because you've done well for them, that you know, all that other kind of good stuff. Why would you want to delete their information? And besides that, one of the things that Google looks at is whether your pages have outbound links. In other words, they go to somebody else's website. So having another one on there for donations is perfectly fine.
For Imagination video books, and I have one for Denim and Pearls. Does that count?
Denim and Pearls counts because it goes to a whole different website. Okay. You know, there's lots. You actually have a lot of them, but we're not going to go through them all.
I'm just learning about my website in front of all of you, because I figured you need the same information. I mean, I don't understand websites. I just know if it's pretty, I'll stay on it. If it's not pretty, or if it's clumpy, right, I will walk off. And so Picture Perfect became our topic for today, because I realized I'm, I guess, shallow when it comes to websites, or as Brian says, pretty much everybody is, because you look, if it captures you, you stay on. If it doesn't capture you, you're gone.
Well, we're almost done with the show here, but let's capture that one thing. What does it cost?
Depends on where you go, right?
Well, it depends on where you go.
It's whoever's working for you, but then you have to pay for the URL, the hosting. What else?
The SSL, the security. You got to pay for lots of different things. Just to do a basic, or just to get a domain name and get a hosting, you're probably looking at I would say a good $500 to get everything set up so that it functions. To do the actual page now, that takes the webmaster in order to go out there, design the page to your specifications, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now you're talking probably, I'm sure you could probably find somebody to do it for free because there's always somebody willing to do it for free. But if you want it professionally done by somebody who does it all the time kind of thing.
Minimum $750.
$750,000 just for probably up to four pages maybe. But when you start talking functionality and you not just here's a link thing, but if you actually want it to do something, you want to be able to sell your book if that's what you have, you want to sell your product, you could be talking 10 pages and $10,000. You know, my company that I work with that does I do the finances through, their website alone was, they did an update to it a few years ago and it was like $3.1 million to do the website.
Don't worry about it. It won't be that big for us.
For an independent individual like ourselves, it probably would never be that expensive, but or expansive. But just for your common person who wants to put a book together, if they just want a single page, probably $750 to $1,000 plus whatever it costs that you have to have a place to host it.
And then the other cost is you got to find somebody you trust.
Yep. And then you also have to provide the information, because if you were to hire me to do your website, I have pictures of you, but I don't have pictures of you. Okay. So that information all has to be,
you've got to work hand in hand with
you. Oh yeah, you do. You know, so, and sometimes it means getting into accounts and different things like that. So you really got to trust a person or give them access that is limited so that they can do what they need to do.
Cool.
I almost feel like this was an interview.
It is. So is anything else you'd like to share about websites?
I think they're important. I think that they need to be done properly. They change from year to year, because 2023 style is not the same as when I first started doing websites in 1997.
Well, and your business evolves.
Your business evolves. So it's always going to do something.
Oh, I have a question for you.
But
testimonials.
Testimonials.
Do you like video ones or written or both?
Both, really. Testimonials to me are like greeting cards. If I have a greeting card that I get for my birthday or Valentine's Day or whatever, if it's a short 10 words,
read it.
I'll read it. If it's something that's five paragraphs long, because greeting cards like that, you might as well forget about me reading it. I don't know what the meaning is. I don't care what the meaning is, and I ain't got time for that. Testimonials are a lot the same way. So I want to see something that's short. It's quick. It's easy. Not five paragraphs long or two paragraphs. Two is okay as long as they're short. Video testimonials, they're just a step up.
But the sound has to be right.
You would hope that they are.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you don't want to put a crappy sound on your website when you want your website to be nice. You know, it's all in the quality. It's all, what kind of quality do you have on your site? What do you want to represent? If you're Joe's Junkyard, you want to be professional to a certain point, even though your business is a junkyard. Okay. And nothing against junkyards.
It's still professional.
There's still a professional behind, or some kind of a professionalism behind it, even for a website. I mean, look at Pull and Pay. Pull and Pay's, yeah, it's pictures of junkyards, but they've got their own, they got their colors, they got their logos, they got all of that kind of stuff and ways to find things and blah, blah, blah.
So think about your website, look at it, go look at it from a phone and look at it from a laptop, from an actual desktop computer, and see what it looks like. Is it still appealing in both areas? If it isn't, you need to talk to whoever's working on your website and make it so that they both are easy to read, easy to see, and captivating. Yeah. Above the fold.
Yeah. Even if you put in a nice pretty picture or video on the top, or kind of like the header. Okay. Even if you put the video on there and then it doesn't adjust from the desktop to the mobile phone, and you have to slide the screen over to hit the play button.
I won't go to that site.
It's junk. It's terrible. And the website guy doesn't know what he's doing. So it's got to look good in all places.
So welcome and thank you for joining us on Denim and Pearls. So check out your website, because in our world, it really is picture perfect. You make sure that your site is saying without words what you really want it to say. Is it calling to the people you want to call to? And then make sure that your wording is not too wordy, because people like simple. Simple is better. Less is more, especially on a website. Once they like you and they've purchased from you, then you can get more in depth. But to get their attention and have them stay, keep it simple. And thank you, Brian, for letting me interview you.
Yeah, we didn't even go into Google searching.
No, we're not doing that. So if you have any questions about websites, I mean, he'll answer you. Write Denim and Pearls and ask him the questions. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he can guide you, great. And if he can't, he'll know who to send you to. So let's get our websites looking picture perfect. My name is Michelle Maras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We're a business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
Until lots of details today.
A lot of details out of his head. Have a great week, everybody. And we'll see you next Friday. Peace.
Peace.